Scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
And we're in the garden with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery. We were talking a little bit about killing grass in that last segment. We were talking about killing off a full lawn. But as things grow, like yesterday's dust storm is a perfect example, nature's got a way of relocating seeds and germinating, and sometimes you end up with Bermuda grass. You never even planted it. It might be bird drop.
Yep.
How do you get rid of that grass out of a flower garden without killing the flowers?
Well, if you have, you know, a flower bed or a landscaped area and you have Bermuda grass growing up through it, there are some products that are super selective enough that can be used on most plants. And simply the name of one of the products is Over the Top. And it's just a very selective herbicide that will kill only basically Bermuda grasses or grasses and not kill a shrub. There are some restrictions. You want to be very careful. And, you know, obviously if you have an ornamental grass and you've got grass coming through it, you're probably not going to want to use it. But things like lantana and, you know, most ground covers, you can use it without it damaging the actual desirable plant.
Read and follow label directions.
That's always when all else fails, right?
How does it know it's a Bermuda grass and not a flower?
Well, so most plants are monocots or dicots. So monocots have, grasses are monocots. They have one basically bud that all the growth occurs like a palm tree. Okay, a palm tree grows up and all the new growth comes out of one place on the top. So genetically, we can tell the difference in the makeup between a monocot and a dicot. So they can engineer that product to only kill that monocotyledonous plant and not the dicot. So that's one way. There's just, you know, it's genetics and it's, you know, technology, and they can discern the biological makeup and the difference between those types of plants. So it's kind of reverse GMOing, in other words, instead of engineering the plant to be resistant or to do it, you know, we take the chemical and say you will only kill this kind of plant.
Fascinating.
It's pretty amazing. There's lots of technology, lots of development, lots of research, lots going on in the agriculture and horticulture industry, especially now as we are trying to be concerned about the environment and different things and the impacts and being safe.
Growing more on the same amount of land we had.
Exactly.
Space,
so
with using less water.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So it's pretty amazing what's going on. You know, it gets, for some reason, that industry gets a lot of bad publicity for all of the great things they do. They don't get a lot of credit.
It is funny because not exactly a famine-stricken country, yet there's so many people complaining about the food we have.
we have the safest source of food and food production in the world. I mean, when somebody gets sick from eating our food, it makes huge news because it just doesn't happen very often. In third world countries, I have friends that go there, and they, you know, the amount of time and energy that people spend trying to shop, gather, grow healthy food, it takes hours of their time, sometimes daily of their time, to try and find safe, edible food, even when they go to the market to buy it, to find safe. We don't walk into the grocery store and have to look through a whole pile of tomatoes and worry about which one
this
is
safe. This one only
has
10 worms. Take that one.
Yeah, we just, you know, we take that very much for granted.
My oldest sister, Rachel, she used to be part of this program. Old-time listeners remember her. Her husband is now stationed in the country of Georgia in Tbilisi. And if I remember the story right, it's whatever river goes through Tbilisi is like the third dirtiest river. And they don't, but the locals fish right out of it, hang the fish up outside their cars, and people just stop and they sell the the fish right.
And they spent the entire first year there sick, and it was all food related. She really had to figure out where she could buy source food that wasn't going to make them ill. It's a big, big deal. And we
deal.
We take it so for granted.
We just
walk into a beautiful
happen.
Safeway or a Sprouts, and it's all laid out. There's hardly a bruise or a worm. And you just...
Yeah, in fact, we get so spoiled, we do forget to wash our fruits and vegetables, which you should still do, by the way. And once in a while, somebody gets sick from not doing that. But boy, hardly ever. And, you know, we have this beautiful, like I said, this stuff. Not only is it safe to eat, it's gorgeous. You don't even want to eat it. Sometimes the apple is perfect, you know, not a blemish on it. No. We're obviously very spoiled when it comes to that. But the reason we can do that is the technology and the advances that our agricultural community has, you know, come up with and practice over the years.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We'll get to our calls after bottom of the hour news break here. But with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery, we'll get to trees after this break as well. We're creeping up on that fertilizing time for our magic citrus holidays that we remember. I don't know about you, but I'd mentioned buds blew off. I haven't gone out and checked. I had one of my citrus had a nice bouquet of blooms. They're all, I'm assuming, with the rest of the Palo Verde blooms. Am I going to lose out on my citrus harvest from last night?
We'll find out.